I smoked half a pack without any noticeable ill effects. I'd moved from an idyllic high school life to the third rung of hell, and I responded maturely by finding something that would allow me to kill myself slowly. The plan, however, was not foolproof. I was still alive at the end of the summer. I have never had a worse job. Even when I spent one summer cleaning out a refrigerator for a vending machine company where the smell of sour milk hung in the cold air around me. Or even when I helped build a new blacktop driveway in the heat of the summer sun. Those were cakewalks compared to the post office. The mail never stopped. It never, ever stopped. It came in wave after wave, in gray sacks with the words U.S. Mail printed in bold black letters. It came in letters and boxes of all shapes and sizes. There was always more, never an end in sight. It made me crazy. I didn't have a good night's sleep that summer. I would wake up and my pillows had become gray sacks and I had to beat them with my fists to turn them back into pillows. I began to wish that a mail truck would wreck so that there would be an end to this madness. Since then, whenever I read of postal employees going ballistic and firing off round after round of ammunition, I fully understand their pain. They just want the mail to stop, even if it takes a few deaths to do it. Horrible, I know. But unless you have stood under those fluorescent lights, staring at an endless sea of mail, you will never really comprehend what is going on in their heads. I was lucky. The guys on my watch never took their frustrations out on other human beings. They were rather evolved. They merely shot at the rats in the parking lot.